Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the last week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Let Us See.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. He looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on. If you are a regular listener to this word.op web podcast, you may already know what I need to fully disclose to all of our other listeners. Full disclosure. Since June 10th of this year, after listening to Sister Megan McElroy preach on the synoptic parallel of this passage from Mark chapter 12, the Spirit refuses to let me hear this passage from Luke in any way that I have heard it in the past. In June, Megan wondered if our socialized, maybe I will throw in unconscious need to tame Jesus to be less radical, in his words, obscures rather than illuminates this poor widow and her two coins as she stands in the temple. Yes, we have often heard this widow as one to emulate, that we too must give all we have to live on. Perhaps you have even heard, as I have, that Jesus saw himself in this widow as he anticipated offering his whole self on the cross. The three synoptic gospels share many stories. This one, however, is not in Matthew. Maybe it would have been too much for Matthew's community. It is only in Mark and Luke. A passage that is in all three synoptics is the passage when Jesus is asked, What is the greatest commandment? Now here's something curious. In both Matthew and Mark, that question is asked of Jesus after he arrives in Jerusalem for the last time, but not Luke. In Luke, that question is put to Jesus in chapter 10. And the question asked is, Who is my neighbor? Luke answers with the Good Samaritan. Loving God, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself is how Jesus lives his way of seeing from chapter 10 on in Luke. He doesn't arrive at this when he gets to Jerusalem. Perhaps as we sit in this a week of the ordinary time, perhaps we are being asked to consider how we see as Jesus sees. how we have fallen in love with God in such a way that that love changes everything. Everything we see, that we see differently than before we knew we were loving with all of our heart, our soul, our strength, our mind, and ourselves, and our neighbor. Jesus sees the poor widow. He sees her. She is not an object. She is a subject. So are her coins. Her livelihood. Subject. Jesus, are you challenging us? Asking us, whom do we objectify? Whom are we so socialized that we tame the sight of our Christian eyes? Pope Francis, in not one but two exhortations, Laudato Si and Laudate Deum, challenges us very much in the same way. He asks us to see with the eyes of Christ, to see earth as subject, not object. Might we see this poor woman in line in the temple treasury today as Mother Earth approaching the treasury box, giving us all she has to live on? And is it not as unjust for her to be doing so as it is for the poor widow? Might we see with different eyes? Oh God, allow the love we have of you, a love that is our whole heart, soul, strength, mind, to see all of your creation, ourselves included, as belonging to one another. Allow this love to be what gets us up every morning and guides every choice we make, so that no person, woman, man, child, no species, not one element of earth or universe be compelled to give its entire life to a treasury box. You asked us earlier in the last few weeks, what can you do for us? And together we say, Lord, let us see.